we'll start a press conference with Elijah Adekube. Please, one question for Person. Mitchell.
Elijah, obviously getting a big win today, but not only getting the win, but how you guys won it as well. You know, taking that early lead, something you guys obviously done a lot, but being able to hold it and hold the strong defensive line today. How important was this for the group?
I think it was massive for our growth and the things that we want to do this season. The first half was similar to how other first halves have been. I think we controlled it a little bit more, but we were able to get the lead. And again, we were put in a situation where recently we haven't been able to execute and finish off in that situation. So to go through it again, to be at home and to actually get the job done, I think for our confidence, that does wonders. And I think in the way that we won, we had to grind it out in the second half. We had to survive. There was tough moments, but to do all that and to come up with the victory, hopefully that gets the momentum rolling.
How would you say you guys kind of got up for this one and really put, obviously not too much effort, but maybe just finding that little extra bit to ensure that there was no collapse?
Well, I think it was important, especially when you're going through a tough moment, not to shy away from it, to embrace what you're going through. And I think we were very honest. We had a lot of honest conversations. We knew kind of the position that we put ourselves into. And we knew that although we were going through a bad situation, there was a lot of positives that we could take from there and use that to move forward and keep our goals intact for the season, because we know what kind of team we want to be. So I think looking at the end in mind, it was just important for us, again, to remember who we are and just go back to the team that we want to be. You're going to play a lot of good teams in this league. Everybody's good. There's a lot of parity. Every game is going to be a tough game. But just to get over the line and to survive, I think it helps us go in the direction that we want to go.
Elijah, I know how important is this win for the team's morale. I just wanted to know if you guys had any message in the locker room before this match.
The message is simple. It's that we're family, and family sticks together in good moments and in bad moments. So it doesn't matter what the moment is, we stick together. And if we're going to go down, let's at least go down fighting like a family. And if we're going to win, we're going to win together. So I think that was the message, and I think that's what you saw in the second half especially.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hi, Elijah.
Hi.
I want to know what excites you the most of your upcoming game in Quebec? That's going to be soon. You're coming from a victory. You're going to be against the Halifax Wonder, who are playing very well. What's the locker room conversation? How do you see the team going away?
To be honest, it's still early days because this game just happened, so we haven't had any conversations about it yet. But just from personal opinion, I think I saw the CPL on tour game in Kelowna. It was that last year, the year before. The atmosphere and the reception they got, that kind of excites me. It's a new city. We haven't played any CPL football in Quebec. So that, the opportunity as well. Halifax is a good team in a good moment right now. And again, you want to play the good teams, because if we're able to get a result there, that builds to our confidence. So I think the most important thing is this is an opportunity that doesn't come often, playing in a different city like this and in this being kind of the team chosen to represent the league in this market, but also the opportunity to play a team that's at the top of the table, a result in that game, which we know won't be easy, that will do wonders for us. So we'll chase it. No problem.
Do you have any other questions?
Just the mask. It looked like I don't know if you can really train in a mask. It looked like one time for a header, after you sort of grabbed your nose, like, ow, I should have hit that a bit higher up. But can you actually get used to a mask, or does it restrict your vision, or what is it like wearing a mask?
Despite what people think stylistically, it is very frustrating to wear that mask. I mean, I have to train with it now, and I don't know what it is. It feels heavy on your face. It feels like you have to, like, look an extra time just to be sure. And on the occasion you talked about, I think I headed it here, and the mask slid this way. So the ball's still in play, and I'm trying to, like, move it back while the game's going. But ultimately, I've seen I love sports. I love different sports. So I've seen different athletes that have had to go through the same situation, and it's, again, part of the game. I fractured a couple bones in my nose, but I'm still able to play, so I'm grateful, even though it's a little bit annoying to get used to, but I'll do what I have to play.
The wrestler, pro wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, do you know
Moises? Yeah, of course. Yeah, the midfielder he had. Yeah.
So, but just I guess I must have missed this, but how did you get the injury, or when, how long ago was it?
Not to relive a bad moment, but last week, yeah, it was the game against Valor. There was a play where I took a forearm elbow to the face, and as soon as it happened, my nose started bleeding, and then I got hit right there, and then from there, finished the game off, get a checkup right afterwards, and they tell me I fractured a couple bones in my nose, so I can play, but I have to wear that mask, unfortunately. But yeah, it was okay. We got through it today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.